I'm in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso, at the Baptist Mission Guest House, and I've spent the last week with Carrie Spencer and some missionaries named David and Tammy Woods. And we've been down in Bobo Dioulasso in the southwestern part of Burkina Faso, out in some villages where Carrie researches unreached people groups. And I wanted Carrie to give us a little background about how he got out here, because he's a short-term missionary, single guy, and he's been out here twice on 2-year terms each time, I believe. So I need to let him do the talking. So Carrie, tell me about where you're from in the States and how you ended up coming out to West Africa.
Well, I'm from Hardinsburg, Kentucky, a small town, and I was going to the University of Kentucky studying math education and thought I wanted to be a teacher. Got to my senior year, all was well, but suddenly lost any desire to continue that or to be a teacher. And at the time, that was very odd and strange because that had been a long time desire and dream of mine. And looking back, I just see that as God's hand redirecting me. And I didn't have a backup plan. I didn't know what I would do if I didn't teach. And so that sent me to the Lord, to prayer and to seeking what he would have me to do. And it may have been the first time I actually didn't have a plan and wasn't just praying for God to bless my plan, but actually asked what he would have me do. I had a friend over here in West Africa who was a journeyman, and was reading her reports, her newsletters, and just got interested and excited about those possibilities. And through a string of events, I felt the Lord leading me over here. During my senior year, I applied to the journeyman program, and long story short, just after graduating in May, I got over here to Burkina Faso in July. So that was the first time around, and then did a little seminary after that and came back for another term. Ever since my first term, I've felt like international missions would be a long-term career for me.
When you came out the first term, what year was that? And then what work were you exactly doing in Burkina Faso, that first two-year term you did?
My first term, I worked in with the Bisa people, with the Shaftos. I was an apprentice church planter. But did a whole lot of different things. I worked on some things with the written language, not actually translating, but kind of typing up stories and getting the Bisa people themselves to do some translating. And we put a lot of stories, a lot of songs on cassettes for the people. We did a hymnal for the people in their language. And we worked with lots of volunteers, had some children's ministry going on. I had a little weekly storying session with some of the young people in my village. Just told them some stories once in a week from the Bible. And so I did a lot of different things, prayer walking, and as the first go round.
You said you went back to the States and you did some seminary. What kind of courses did you take in seminary? Was it specifically with missions in mind that you did that? And then what convinced you to come back out for round two out here in West Africa?
In seminary, I got a Master of Arts in Missiology, the study of missions. So I did have a lot of missions courses, some cultural anthropology, history of missions, several different kinds of missions courses, world religions. But also, of course, in those degrees, you have your regular theology classes and ethics and, you know, your standard classes as well. Like I said, I knew that I was hoping to be overseas long term. My plan might have been to, during that seminary time, find a wife and bring her back out with me, but that didn't work out. It wasn't God's time. So the question was, do I wait around here in the States to find a wife before I go back, or just go back trusting that the Lord can provide over there just as well as in the States? So I just determined I didn't need to wait around, and that this was God's calling on my life, so came back for another term.
You said you worked with the Shaftos before. They're a missionary family here in Burkina, and now you're working with the Woods. What kind of work are you doing now in southwestern Burkina?
Well, our work is kind of twofold. It is research on people groups, mainly to find out how many Christians there are, how many churches there are among each people. And we are responsible for Burkina Faso, but also we've done research in Niger and Ghana. There are about 80 people groups in Burkina that we've almost finished the research on all of them. In Ghana, we've not done all those groups, nor are we planning to. And in Niger, there aren't nearly as many groups, but we researched about 5 over there. The purpose is to determine the greatest needs for the gospel and where there is not a witness, where there are not organizations currently engaging those people. And we're trying to get churches in the States to take on that task and to see the needs and to come over and see how they can start some work among some of these least engaged peoples. And that's what we've been doing the last couple years.
What exactly does one of these engaging churches do when they come out? What all is involved for a church in the States that's interested in engaging a people group?
Well, a group that comes for the first time, it's generally considered a vision trip, and they're mostly just seeing the situation, and we're trying to educate them on the needs and on the culture and on the possibilities for their ministry. And we generally take them to 2 or 3 or 4 different groups to see just the different areas. And in general, there are a lot of similarities, but at the same time, the Lord does guide to specific places. Our job is, a lot of it is just educating the people and showing them the people. We always take them places where we have already built relationships with the local people, and we help as sort of the mediator to show these village people, these folks from the States, and say, here are some friends of ours who have come and would like to get to know you and have some things to share with you, but are also interested in learning about you. And so we kind of act as the mediaries, the people who introduce these two parties who we hope will be together for the long term. As to their actual ministry, when they get into that, it can be a lot of different things, and we leave a lot of that up to the churches themselves as they see the needs and as they know their own talents and their own what they bring to the table. It may be that they help people with English. It may just be that they jump into telling Bible stories through a translator, or maybe they see they need to learn the local language itself. There are a lot of different options. Of course, prayer is always something we can always do from the beginning. So there are a lot of different options as for the ministry of an engaging church.
In one of our conversations, you were telling me how you enjoy the extreme conditions here. Can you go into what exactly you mean by extreme conditions in West Africa and what kind of thrill or adrenaline rush that gives you?
I think there is part of me that enjoys a challenge and enjoys doing things that others aren't willing to do or haven't yet done, and seeing places other not many people have seen before, and reaching the people who are hardest to reach. Then at the same time, it is difficult, and it will wear on you and can drain you, just going over these terrible, terrible roads at such a slow pace. And the heat, of course, is pretty extreme at certain times of the year. Obviously, these people need the gospel just as much as the easy to reach peoples, and I think it's a privilege from the Lord if He has equipped us to be able to endure some of the difficulties. And like most things in life, the greater the sacrifice you make, the greater the reward is when you see something great come about. And so I think that's part of what I enjoy about being here in West Africa.
I know you've traveled, you mentioned Niger and Ghana, but you've actually had a chance to go to Mali and several other places. Can you give me a quick rundown of some of the places you've been and any particular highlights?
Looking back, I think that the most extreme trip that I took was the longest trip that I took, and that was to eastern Niger, to the desert, and we came from western Burkina Faso, so if we had driven that straight, which thank goodness we didn't, that would have been about a 5-day drive. And eastern Niger is just so desolate, and there's just almost nothing out there besides sand, but still amazingly the people do survive and get by in this terrible environment. But we came eventually we went all the way to Lake Chad, which of course borders Chad, and out there is this desert that is distinctive, they tell us, in that it has a very white sand instead of the regular yellowish, brownish, tannish sand. And that was quite a sight. And just dunes, just pure dunes. I mean, in northern Burkina, Mali, Niger, a lot of it's just very dry, but it's still very shrubby and these little short trees. But out there, it was just almost nothing but sand. And that was just a beautiful sight, and also a good time running up and down and jumping off and just having a good time in the sand. So that's one trip that sticks out to me. I also did get to visit the fabled Timbuktu. That was not nearly as interesting landscape, but it is, I guess that's one of those trips that the voyage is greater than the destination, and it was a good adventure with a couple journeyman friends. We just took a little vacation adventure up there, and I really enjoyed that time and rode some camels and did the typical desert stuff. But of course, the coast, I've been to four countries on the coast and always enjoy the ocean and the beach, and there's just a different feel in those areas of just more of a laid-back beach scene, you know, and I enjoy that as well. That's definitely more relaxing, I guess, than the treks into the desert, but I guess we've kind of got a little bit of everything here in West Africa, and there are adventures everywhere you go.
So you head back to the States in February, and you finished your second term. What are your long-term plans, if you have any, for maybe career missions or time in the States, etc.?
I think I definitely have an ambition to be overseas long-term and to be trying to do what I can, do what the Lord leads, to reach some of the most difficult people and the most difficult regions, difficult areas, and I don't know all the details yet of what that'll look like. I do have a young lady friend who I'll be getting to know better, and we'll see if the Lord has us together for this ministry. But I'll just have to do a lot of praying, of course, seeking a job of some sort in the meantime, but not worried about that, but don't have any real leadings either. But I definitely will be looking into more opportunities overseas and just seeing how the Lord leads in that.
All right, last thing I want you to do is give a pitch to other single guys out there who are maybe finishing up college, don't know what to do. Give us a little promo advertisement for the Journeyman program. What would you say to somebody to encourage them to get involved with short-term missions in West Africa?
Well, missions is definitely a calling, and it's definitely something that can only come from the Lord's leading, but it seems to make sense that it's West Africa being one of the most extreme and difficult regions in the world, that that young guys would be the best people to take on that task. And I know that as a 20-something-year-old myself, that I feel partly that's a responsibility of mine to do something extreme when I've got my youth and my strength and my freedom as a single person. And so why not use those opportunities and this time in life to do something you may not be able to do for your whole life when you're a 60-year-old or whatever, but for just a time as this, maybe the Lord could use some of you young fellas to come out and do some difficult things, to sacrifice for the Lord and to reach some of these difficult peoples that traditional missions have not yet reached and have not yet been able to make a dent in for the gospel. And not to mention the fact that there are many single young ladies out here who are also already doing this and already showing the guys up a little bit. They're definitely, they outnumber us by a large margin, and it's not a race to see who has the most people, but it's kind of shameful in my mind that these ladies are just doing the work that a bunch of guys could be doing as well, and even could be partnering together in the work. But the Lord has his ways, and the Lord calls, but if he's calling you, you better be listening, and you better be willing. So that's what I got to say to you fellas.
Well, thanks, Carrie. I've spent the last, I guess, 5 days hanging out with you and David and Tammy. I was given a photo assignment to take pictures of you because they're doing a story on you. You took me around southwestern Burkina, showed me some cool places. We went to the highest peak in Burkina Faso and saw some neat rock formations and waterfalls and stuff. And so it's a pleasure to get to know you, and I'm glad your 4 years in West Africa have been great, and I look forward to hearing an update soon about you coming out long term. All right, thanks a lot, Carrie.
Thank you.